This is a podcast from Camden Community Radio.
For more information and to volunteer,
email info@ccradio.org.
I couldn't believe it when I heard that the Black Cap in Camden High Street is up for redevelopment. I asked one local councillor to explain what's going on.
Well, I think this is the second or third attempt to alter dramatically the Black Cap. I think it's very worrying, and I think there will be big resistance from the lesbian and gay community. I urge everybody to write to the planning committee to object to it. The Black Cap has a long-standing reputation amongst the lesbian and gay community. I think it's a really important resource. The number of, if I could call them, good pubs where people can meet and enjoy a drink and so on, the number of those pubs is going down anyway. But for the lesbian and gay community, it really is important that we hang on to this vital resource.
After that, I took a wander around the Black Cap on Wednesday afternoon. There I met long-term regulars, older people, working people, visiting lesbians, people from community groups. First person I spoke to was Chris Johnson. I hear there's proposals for the Black Cap and people are very upset about them. Why do they matter?
I mean, the place is an institution. It's the only gay pub in North London. It's certainly the most famous. And it's a long tradition of entertainment here. I don't personally go in the evenings for a cabaret and all the rest of it.
Everyone will be against it, and I guess that will 99% anyway.
There should be Kippy open. But a lot of people like to come here, especially during the week or stuff. But it's quiet, and the people are friendly. The staff and the bar staff, they're friendly. There isn't so, but because I'm working near here, so for me it's good to come here. Yeah, because it's close my work, so I like to come here after work for a pint.
Everyone knows each other, and it's also quite big, nice and big for people to congregate. And I just 100% against it. There isn't many. The only other pub that I know well, really, is the World's End across the road. And it's so big. It's, you know, it's horrible.
Is this your first time here?
It is, yeah.
And where have you come from?
Liverpool.
Are you in the Black Cap for a particular reason?
We were just searching for a gay pub and found this one, so the first one we came to.
And how did you know about it?
Searched on Google, to be honest, yeah.
So if it wasn't here, where was the next one?
We couldn't find another one. Find another one on Google, so this was the only one that came up.
And is it important to you to find a gay pub when you come to London?
Yeah, definitely. Definitely, because being a lesbian, you want to come to a gay pub.
So it would make a big difference to you?
If it wasn't here, yeah, because you don't want to always go to street bars or street pubs. You want to find somewhere where you feel comfortable. Don't knock it down. Don't change it.
Well, we wouldn't be able to go very far now. I've got bad legs, so I can't travel around, so just coming up here is nice and handy. Also, we've been coming here now for 35 years, and it'd be a big loss. I think Camden Council at the moment are being quite fair. Yeah, they have said no once, but now we wait to see whether the appeal, they say no again.
I mean, it would just be absolutely tragic. I mean, Camden High Street is not perhaps the best high street in the country. And I think the Black Cap, for everybody, not just for the lesbian and gay community, is something that we can enjoy and take pride in. So it would be really tragic if it goes. For the developer's got immediate sort of desire, presumably, to make a bit more money, a bit more profit. I mean, that shouldn't stand against a very long tradition of drag acts, of comedy, of music, and being really at the heart of the lesbian gay community in Camden.
The point was made that many people may not know that this development is being proposed.
I mean, have you noticed there is one piece of paper tied to a lamppost outside the pub? That's giving information. I don't call that widely publicised.
Most people I asked said that they didn't know anything about the proposals.
I didn't, but I've just found out. I think it would more make a difference to lots of my friends who use it. I was part of a member of a choir called the London Gay Men's Chorus, and we always used to come here, and they still do come either before rehearsal or straight afterwards, so it'd make a big difference to them. It's quite unique in the area and has been here for a long time, and it provides a nice bit of local colour, I think. And it is a gay pub, but I know that straight people come here occasionally too, so it's very relaxed. It's not taking itself too seriously, and it's a valuable part of this community, I'd say.
In case you did not recognise the councillor I spoke to at the beginning of this report, I asked her to remind us why this issue is close to her heart.
Well, I've been around for a long time. I was a member of the Gay Liberation Front, and I'm probably better known as a former director of Stonewall.
So what's your advice to people, Angela, if they're opposed to this?
They should write and giving their objections to Camden Council's Planning Committee.
That was, of course, Councillor Angela Mason. So you have until the 21st of February to get your views in. It's quite simple to put in an objection to the planning application. State the reasons why you object to the planning application. Give the planning application reference number and the address of the black cap. Also, give your own name and address. Planning application address is the black cap, 171 Camden High Street. And the planning application reference number is 2013/0262/P. That's 2013/0262/P.
This is a podcast from Camden Community Radio.
For more information and to volunteer,
email info@ccradio.org.